Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
My wife also has no concept of money. Like, she doesn't realize we don't have that much. For her birthday, she wanted me to buy her a $2,700 Louis Vuitton purse. I said, really? You need to go find a purse equivalent to the amount of money you're going to have in the purse. What you need is a $38 purse. What you need is a Larry Vuitton. Okay, maybe a bag. You know what you can get, baby? I got you. How about an assistant coach?
Thursday, July 10th, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Yes. Ah, boy, oh boy. It's Gavin, Katie, Kevin, you, Scout. We got it all. We got it all. There's all kinds of weaponry in the studio because you never know.
Sure. Safety's no accident. We That's always right. say that.
We also have a first aid kit in here.
And a tourniquet.
Helmets for each of us. and a helmet for Scout.
Right.
Specially made.
Because they don't make it for this kind of animal.
Mm-mm,
right.
No.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are here this morning with Stephanie from Disney. Thank you so much for coming.
Wow, what a warm reception. Thank you for having me.
Sure, of course. And you're here to represent Disneyland because they are celebrating their 70th anniversary.
Amazing. Huge anniversary. So much going on. I cannot wait to tell you about it. I'm so excited. I see, Katie, you have our new mini ears on.
They are incredible.
They are.
These are seriously some of the best ears I've ever seen.
They're
this
beautiful.
This is right up my alley. She's got gemstones. She is shiny.
I got to go down to Disneyland. I took my family there in early June. First thing I got to say about the 70th, whoever picked the color scheme that you guys went with, beautiful.
Right?
Like fantastic. It's like rainbow, but not really rainbow. They're like a bunch of like fun turquoisey colors.
Like
jewel tones.
Yeah.
Did it not just make you feel happy?
Yes, it did.
Yes.
And that's the point. Like, we're here to celebrate happiness. We've got the colors. We've got the anthem that the Jonas Brothers recorded.
Yes,
by the way,
we heard.
My daughter's fully obsessed with it. We play it on Spotify every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, and that Spotify playlist has all of the soundtrack from, or most of the soundtrack from World of Color Happiness, which is our brand new show.
Yes, which I saw also. It's incredible. It's great. But what's even better than that one, though, and I have to say this, was bringing back Paint the Night.
We're leaning into the nostalgia as well as the happiness. We have our past that we're celebrating. We're bringing back our fan favorites like Paint the Night. It's one of my favorites too. I'm so glad you brought it up. But then we're adding 70th celebration touches. So I'm sure you saw that opening unit has the 70th celebration logo. We put Celebrate Happy into the soundtrack for Paint the Night.
Okay.
And so it's all about bringing the past and the present together to just make you feel that happiness.
I mean, it's you are checking all the boxes and succeeding on all of them. We're talking to Stephanie, by the way, from Disneyland, here to talk about the 70th anniversary of Disneyland. Now, let's get down to the really important stuff.
Of course.
What is the new food that has been introduced?
There's so much. Okay, I cannot get into all of it because we'd be here forever.
Okay.
So, high level, there are over 70 new food and beverage items. So we have more new food and beverage items than we have years of the resort that exist right now.
Not a coincidence that there's 70
yeah,
new.
No, not at all. And they kind of fit into two categories. Kind of everything fits into two categories. So there's the absolutely brand new stuff. So like there's the 70th celebration churro.
Okay.
Describe.
The churro looks like your mini ears. So all of the fun colors. But then we have things that lean into the nostalgia side of it. So we'll take things that are classics that were around in the 1950s when we opened that Walt loved, and we'll put a twist on it. So I don't know if you know, but Walt loved chili.
Okay, I didn't
know
that.
So we have a chili cheese baked potato on the menu to honor that.
Where can people find that?
All different restaurants around the resort. And so my tip for finding anything, including the baked potato, is download the app.
Okay.
I think we should talk about the app.
Yes.
Because it's such a game changer. And you can do so much. Not only like get your tickets, all those things. One of the things that I love about the app is that your ticket is on the app.
Yes.
So you never have to remember when it was just a ticket. Oh, please don't lose it.
Yep.
But you can mobile food order, so
correct.
You don't have to stand in line. You can do
you can find your show times, your lightning lanes,
your show times. Find things in the park. You can do, what is it when you like take a picture and then you go like
photo
this
pass.
Photo pass. Disney photo imaging. Pass. Yes. Yep. So and that's what it's all about, is we want you to make the most of your day. Like, we have all of these great things for the 70th, all of the food, all of the shows, all that time to make memories with your family. And that app is going to be the thing that gets in all of those. It does.
Yeah.
So that's where you find the food and the menus. That's where you find the show time so you can plan your day. You can book your lightning lanes. The map is there. It holds your tickets. If you're there with your family, you don't have to worry about your kids losing their tickets. It is on there.
Yeah.
And you're set for the whole day. So you make your reservations at Disneyland.com and then you download that app immediately.
And I do have to also recommend for people that are going, get your bands.
Yes, get the magic bands.
The magic bands, I mean, you can blip yourself into a ride so fast, you're not taking your phone out over and over and over.
And it's part of the magic now. We've programmed different things into our shows, and Paint the Night, it now will interact with Paint the Night.
Yeah.
So it will light up It'll while light you're up. Watching that show.
Yeah.
And so once again, that's the new meets old. Like, we now have the magic bands as a part of the celebration, even for Paint the Night.
It's amazing.
When your
it really
band
is.
Goes off, like, because it also does during the rides.
Yes.
And I mean, you squeal every time.
It's very fun.
You're like, it's purple.
Yeah. Oh my God, Spider-Man colors.
Spider-Man,
right.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thank you so much for coming in and talking all about the 70th anniversary at Disneyland. As somebody who got to see it, I couldn't recommend it more. It's a great time to go. It's always a good time to go, but now it's even better. It's plussed up the way that you guys always do. And thank you for sharing all of that with us.
I'm so happy to be here, to be in Sacramento, but now I can't wait for all of you to come down and experience the magic.
Okay, fine.
Oh my God. Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So there was an incident in L.A. overnight. This is a little bit of breaking news that you are waking up to, and this story is nuts. 31 workers were trapped in a collapsed tunnel. Get this. Now, first of all, the tunnel was 18 feet wide. So it wasn't like a teeny tiny tunnel, thank God. But 18 feet, though, still doesn't sound like it's a big chasm or anything like that.
How big do you think this room is?
That's a good question. About 18 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, about 20 feet, maybe. Yeah. But 31, so they were 31 of them trapped 400 feet below the surface.
Oh my God.
But about 6 miles from the entrance of the tunnel. So they were 400 feet down and 6 miles from where they could get back to the surface.
Oh my God.
And what happened was, they had a boring machine, which sounds funny.
You're a boring machine.
But it's like it's a thing that bores. It digs. And it was making more tunnel and loose soil behind them. So stuff that already got dug out collapsed behind them, trapping them. And the great news is everyone's been rescued.
That is incredible.
And everyone's been rescued without any even injuries.
We needed a win. This country needed a win.
I mean, crazy. I mean, what a crazy story. And they had these rescue workers that were standing by ready to, so I mean, LA dispatched 100 rescue workers like that, okay? Right. And some of these rescue workers are equipped to handle confined space rescues. I can't think of somebody who deserves to be a billionaire more in this country than that person. Someone
well,
who signs
highly
up.
Claustrophobic.
Highly claustrophobic. Like, they sign up for that? They didn't lose a lottery?
And I wonder if they're considered, like, are they, like, county employees? Like, I think, firefighters or state employees or
whatever?
I think
they work for LAFD, yeah.
So they're not even, like, making, like, crazy amounts of money.
I think they're part of the urban search and rescue team, which I believe is part of the LAFD. I'm not quite sure about that.
On the news coverage we saw, it seemed like there was a lot of like fire department personnel. So
I got to tell you, reading about this story is giving me heart angina.
Now, when when the Chilean miners.
Oh, yeah. We followed that story real close.
Very closely. Got trapped in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
They were in there for like days, weren't they?
Days.
Okay. And we wanted to recreate what that might feel like for you,
mm-hmm.
being that you are a claustrophobic person.
Yeah.
And we put you in the trunk of your car.
Worst day of my life.
Do we want to put you in a car, in the trunk of a car?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think
not.
That you could fit into the frunk of your Tesla?
Definitely not.
Okay.
But unless you can find me an 18-foot wide trunk.
Well, you're sitting in one.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
they got him out in like record time, too. They got him out. This happened in the like overnight, right?
It happened at 9:30 p.m. and everybody's already out.
Right.
Crazy. I mean,
but they said that it went pitch black.
Yeah.
And nobody's cell phones would work.
No one's cell phones would work, went pitch black, and they still got them out. They still found their way out. Like, the workers knew what to do. The rescue workers knew what to do. Like, this is a well-oiled machine, which brings me back to the boring machine.
Okay.
Okay? Now, listen, we're all celebrating everything.
Sure.
This was part of a sanitation effort, if I read the article right.
What does that mean?
I think it's like they're making new tunnels to preserve the water system so that they can like get sanitation away without using the water.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds necessary, but should we be digging holes through LA? Like I'm no geologist.
Don't say that.
But I'm pretty sure LA's prone to earthquakes, and maybe making it into Swiss cheese is just not the best idea. But I don't have a solution. Stop coming to me for them.
Newsom, please.
From Gavin to Gavin. You got to give me a break. So anyway, listen, we're very excited, though, that all those workers were rescued.
Yes.
And listen, very impressive. L.A., you are impressive.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Sunsplash, one of the true landmarks of the Sacramento area, especially in the summertime. And we've got a 4-pack of tickets that we're giving away right now by playing the game Talktionary, which is a proprietary property
This
show. Katie, explain why.
Because it was made up.
That's right.
We're going to take Pictionary cards. We obviously can't draw anything for you because we're on the radio. So we're going to describe the words that are on the card. Now we can skip. You can ask to skip, but you can't go on to the next card till all 5 words have been guessed on the first one.
That's right. And we're playing 2 rounds. You get 30 seconds to do it. Georgette, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you are caller 17 and you got to pick between me and Kevin. And Kevin is who you picked. We'll see if that strategy. That's your husband's name.
Oh my God, we're gonna win then.
Oh, that's
all right.
We're gonna win.
Let's see how this pans out. All right, you got 30 seconds on the clock. Are you two ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hit it.
Okay, this is. They use like a red sheet to like tease like a bull.
What?
Like it's a sport. You chase after a bull, a cow. Red.
Okay, got it.
Olay. Okay, skip. You put photos in here. It's like a book.
Album?
Yes.
Okay, one.
When you go to another country, you are, what's the action of going to another country?
You're traveling.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I know, Kevin, you want to put the blame on your contestants this week.
That was crazy. I had no idea what the first one was.
Matador.
Yeah, I knew what Matador was. What was the other one? Immigrate?
No, visit.
Okay.
I should have said hospital.
When you go see somebody would have been better.
A what?
She said to see somebody would have been better.
Oh, yeah.
Come for a... Listen, there's
You know, we took too long on Matador. It's okay. We'll bounce back.
All I'm saying is there's a pattern that's developing.
No, there's no pattern.
There's not?
Come on, Kevin.
All right. Georgette, you're now on hold. Let's go to my contestant, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. So you and I have 30 seconds staring us down in the first round of Talktionary playing for Golfland Sunsplash tickets. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. 30 seconds starts now. This is one of the 50 states, and it's one that we forget about an awful lot. It's very big, but there are not a lot of people who live there. I don't even know. St. Paul? No. I don't know.
Is it, you know, Rhode Island?
Pass. No, it's very big, I said, David. All right,
okay,
here we go.
Wow.
Okay.
You're aggressive.
If I'm clapping, I'm doing this with my hand. What is this? What is that word?
Applauding, clapping.
No, if I'm clapping, don't say I'm clapping. That's definitely not
okay,
the answer.
The fact that you're getting so mad at him was the first one Alaska?
Montana? I can't even name
Helena.
Helena.
Where Yellowstone is filmed. Or is that Wyoming?
Well, it's Wyoming. Yellowstone's in Wyoming. I can't name anything about Montana. We should get rid of it. We should give that to Canada. All right.
You should have said, like, Joe, football player.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right.
David. All right. Oh, so thank you for that. The other one was Hit.
Okay.
All right. All right. You know what? We're going into round two. It's fine. Because now, telling me where your head's at, I like that. Here we go. Another 30 seconds. We have a lot of ground to make up here, okay?
All right,
here we go. 30 seconds starts now. This is our nation's capital.
Washington.
Yes. Okay, if you're in a submarine and you want to see above the water, it's a long thing. You have to look through it.
Telescope.
Yes.
One.
This is how we elect people, by casting a...
Goats.
Yes. This is an animal with a bunch of spines on its back.
Pinky pie.
Yes. This doesn't exist anymore. If you wanted to find a phone number back in the day, okay, that was a phone book is what that last one was.
I didn't hear some of his answers.
Well, I did.
Yeah. Well, take your word for it.
It was all four. Okay. David, that's called redemption. I'm putting you on hold. Congratulations. Now let's go back to Georgette. Georgette, are you there?
Yeah.
You need three just to tie. All right?
Okay.
30 right. seconds starts now.
Okay. The third month of this year, of any year.
March.
Okay. And then they say these at church. It's like religious.
Prayers.
It's like a speech. It's a whole speech.
Sermon.
Yes.
Sermon.
Okay. Opposite of tall.
Short.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You use these to swim. You put them on. They go at your feet.
Life jackets.
No, bodies. At your feet.
Swim shoes.
It's like a fish.
Flippers, Georgette. Flippers. Man. Well, we're tied.
Yeah.
We were so good, Georgette.
All right.
But we both get the ticket.
No.
That's
not how this works,
Georgette.
You know
what? I love the presumptive sell. Yes.
I wrote down a number between 1 and 20. Come closest to it, Georgette. Pick.
16.
All right. Nah, Georgette says 16. David, what do you say?
12.
The answer was
19,
which means Georgette, you win. Congratulations.
Yay, my kids are going to be so happy.
See, I told you we would win.
Very, very good.
I knew it, because your name's Kevin.
Oh, that's right.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Apologies, David, but that was a great comeback. You should be proud of yourself.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She she's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right, and Katie is also brought to you by American Furniture Galleries. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? She is carried into work every single day on a lazy boy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it'll never stop.
That's true.
Oh, I'd love to do this show on a lazy boy.
Caller 17 is Alicia from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're building a bigger jackpot, and Katie's on a little bit of a streak. So it's $80 today. Have you heard us play this before? You know it works.
Yes, we have.
Great.
We've been on here before.
Five questions. Wow. Did you win or lose?
Lost.
Lost. All right. Well, maybe this is redemption. Who knows? Katie has left the studio. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture, and away we go. Question one. Kevin Jonas gave a really candid interview on a podcast where he disclosed that he almost lost all of his money, like all of it. He said it was all because of bad investments, and the only thing that saved him was getting back together with his brothers and making new music. Name the other two brothers.
Joe and Joe. What is the other one?
3 seconds. Three, two, one. All righty. Question two, a company you probably never heard of called NVIDIA just made history by being the most valuable company in of all time. They had a 2% jump in their stock, and the computer chip company is now worth over $4 trillion. Man, where is NVIDIA located? Is it China, America, or India?
India.
Question three, even though Diddy basically is getting off in his criminal trial, he is still in jail because his bail was denied. He was found guilty of two minor charges, and his sentencing isn't until October 3rd, so he has to stay till then. What charges was he convicted of?
What charges were he convicted of?
Yeah.
Let me see. 3 seconds.
3, 2.
Sex trafficking.
1. Okay. Question 4. Airbnb is partnering with Paramount Pictures and setting up an opportunity for you to stay in the magical Black Forest in Germany in a Smurf village. You can stay in a mushroom-shaped house and engage in activities hosted by the grandson of the creator of Smurfs. Wow.
Oh, how cute is that?
What pop star is the voice of Smurfette in the new film?
Pop star?
Yeah.
Cardi B.
And question 5, Ed Sheeran isn't just a singer who sometimes writes his own music. He's also an artist. A London art gallery is hosting an event, and Sheeran is donating several of his paintings to it for sale, and all the money is going to charity. If you buy one of his paintings for $1,700, and another for $2,300, and a third for $800, what's your total?
And what was the last one? $1,700, $2,300, and what was the last one?
$800.
And 800, let me see, 17, that's 23, and that is...
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
4,800.
All righty. Kevin, please go summon Katie. And Alicia, who's in the car with you?
My husband, Fernando.
Fernando!
Hey!
Hey! Where are you two crazy kids off to?
We carpool together to work. We work at the same place.
Oh, yeah, we have to.
You remember us now? That's, yeah, we always lose.
We that's remember right. you guys.
Not we always lose.
Yeah. Well, listen, you don't know what today holds, so stay on hold. Let's see how Katie does. You ready, Katie?
Yeah.
Question one. Kevin Jonas was on a podcast, and he disclosed that in 2019, he almost lost all of his money, like every penny.
How?
It was because of bad investments. He said that he had an investment partner that steered him in the wrong direction. And he said the only thing that saved him financially was getting back together with his brothers and making new music.
Wow.
Name the other two brothers.
Nick and Joe.
Yeah. Yep. 2019, was that the DNCE year?
Well, that was for Joe, not
right.
Kevin.
No, I know.
No.
Okay. Question two, a company that you may not have ever heard of, probably not, NVIDIA. They just made history by being the most valuable company of all time. They are now worth $4 trillion.
Okay.
They make computer chips. They're very into AI,
apparently. Just sounds delicious.
Where is NVIDIA located? Is it China, America, or India?
USA all the way, baby.
That is correct. USA! USA!
Can foreign countries do stocks here?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Like, you can buy stock, I think, in foreign countries.
You can
invest anywhere.
Okay.
You can invest anywhere.
But, like, are they on the American Stock Exchange?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Question three. You know, Diddy was denied bail. He's still in jail. Yeah. And even though he basically got off, no pun intended.
Gavin. He
was found guilty of two minor charges, and his sentencing isn't until October 3rd.
So he has to just rot in jail.
He just has to stay there till October 3rd.
Well,
how about that?
We got that.
What charges was he convicted of?
I think just prostitution.
That is correct. Question four, Airbnb is partnering with Paramount Pictures, and you can stay in the magical Black Forest in Germany, which sounds nice, in a Smurf village.
Right.
You can stay in a mushroom-shaped house and engage in activities hosted by the grandson of the creator of Smurfs. Your dream.
Right. And what is his name again?
What is his name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Glockenspiel.
Right.
Two words. What pop star is the voice of Smurfette in the new movie?
Katy Perry? No?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Question. I do think, though, that Katy Perry was the voice of Smurfette in the old movies, though. I think she's on to something there. I think. Don't hold me to that. But anyway. Question five. Ed Sheeran isn't just a singer who sometimes writes his own music.
Okay.
He's also an artist.
Uh-oh.
A London gallery is hosting an event, and Ed Sheeran is donating several of his paintings to sell for money for charity at this event. If you buy one of Ed Sheeran's paintings for $1,700,
uh-huh,
and another one for $2,300,
uh-huh,
and another one for $800,
okay,
what's your total?
Okay. $4,800.
Uh-oh. That is correct. That is correct. All right, Alicia and Fernando, you guys were on a losing streak, but today the losing streak continues.
Oh.
You got two and Katie got four.
Oh.
Katie wins again. Well, you guys are good at this part. Tell us what we need to hear.
Today, we are not smarter than Katie.
You not guys are
today.
So cute.
God, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to talk to you about a new term that for an old habit, and I like this one. This one is called bathroom camping.
Oh.
And it's trending on TikTok right now. And the reason they're calling it is when you go to the bathroom at somebody's house.
Ooh.
Just to hide.
Oh.
Like you're at work. You can do this at work too.
Okay.
Or you're at a party and you just go to their bathroom and you just want to get away for a little bit. And as an introverted person, I love this. In fact, not only as an introverted person, it's great for the lazy people too. Because I had a job once where I worked at a 5-star hotel called the Hotel Hershey. It was a gigantic, huge hotel. And I was a bar back and a bartender, but we also were in charge of like mobile bars that we had to like set up in fancy people's suites and stuff.
Okay.
So it was often where like we would like be allowed to be like, okay, we need a bar set up in room 202 and we need a bar set up in room 3010 and you know, all these things. So You could disappear for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I would go find a bathroom somewhere in the hotel, and I would sit backwards on a toilet with the seat closed, if there was a seat. Maybe there wasn't a seat. And I would put my arms on the tank.
Wow.
And I would just take a nap.
And could you sleep?
Yeah, I can sleep anywhere.
Okay.
Especially back then. Okay. So, like, it was great. And then I would hear, like, occasionally on the walkie-talkie, does anybody have eyes on Gavin? And then I was just like, it would perk me up. And I'd look around and just turn the walkie-talkie off.
Wow.
Bathroom camping.
I mean, I think the only time I've, this is so sad, but it's so Katie. I think the only time I've ever, like, escaped to the bathroom to get away is just in case I was going to cry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's
like at a party
too.
Or something? Yeah. Or work?
Yeah.
Do you ever, Kevin?
Just go in there and just pull it together.
What would make you cry? Like you see like an
could
ex
be
or? Oh, yeah.
I've never seen an ex, but I mean, somebody could have said something to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I could have said something that hurt my feelings.
I could have said something that hurt my feelings. What a snapshot into Katie. So, like, I mean, Kevin, you're a little bit more introverted than I am, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And, like, do you ever, like, want to just, like, get away from it? It's not that you want to leave. You're not quite ready to leave. But you just need to, like, man, I've been on for an hour, and I just need to decompress for a second.
Yeah, I do that. I just go into the bathroom and just stay on my phone just to decompress. But the most of the time I go to the bathroom, I cry.
Yeah, you're, see?
What's going on with you two?
Well, I work in restaurant industry, and then in the past, it's gotten too much, and I just cry in the bathroom.
Does Katie say something to make you cry?
Probably. She probably stiffed me and didn't tip.
What?
That's not her stiffing you. It's her not figuring it out.
Yeah, thank you, Gavin.
So, okay, can I ask you a question, Kevin?
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom here an awful lot.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Are you actually going to the bathroom, or are you bathroom camping?
50% of the time, I'm going to the bathroom.
That means
50%
you're not.
50%?
Are you
I need a mental health break.
Are you avoiding us?
I'm not avoiding you. It's just I need a break from all the bullying.
Okay. No one has ever been meaner to us than you have today.
Excuse
I just need you to know
me?
That. I need you to know that.
I gave you some chicken strip.
That's true. But you called him because he's going on vacation in a couple weeks. You screamed at him, shut up, you beach bitch.
Right. And all that was said was, yes, I'm going on vacation.
Right.
Called me a beach bitch.
Yeah.
And by the way, beach bitch, also trending on TikTok right now. New term for an old habit, which is just going to the beach.
Right.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Katie just got back from her trip to Seattle, and it was a great trip, except for one thing. And was it enough to ruin the trip?
It depends on who you are.
Wow.
So my boyfriend D'Lo and I went to go visit his brother and sister-in-law, and they live right off of Seattle. So we flew into Seattle. They came and picked us up. We did all the fun touristy things. We went to the fish market. We saw the very first Starbucks. We went to the Space Needle, which I could only handle for about 15 minutes. Then we had to go back down because I was too scared.
Too scary.
Which made me feel bad. And then we got to drive onto a ferry, take the ferry to their house, which is how they get back and forth to the city.
That's fun.
Oh, it was so cool. And we had the most amazing time, except for one part. The first morning that we woke up there, nobody else was awake. His brother has a 3-story house. We were on the second floor and the master is on the 3rd floor. And this house is insulated to the gods. So if somebody is upstairs, you cannot hear it.
Okay.
We thought that meant, oh, we're not hearing them. They're still asleep. So we kind of get up, start putzing around, and he goes to make me coffee. Well, they have a very fancy coffee machine. And so we're both like two little dum-dums trying to figure out this coffee machine. It's the kind where you grind the beans and then you have to press it and then you do all this other stuff, right? So we're trying to put the part where it has the pressed coffee into the other part. It wasn't supposed to go there.
Uh-oh.
and there was a plastic piece that got stuck up into a part of it that it was not supposed to be in. So when we turned the machine on, all the hot water and hot coffee melted that plastic piece into the coffee maker to the point where you could never take it out. And his brother is like 6'6", former army, former cop. I mean, I've never seen a stronger person in my life. Even he couldn't get it out. And it was like, we got to throw the coffee maker away.
How much was the coffee maker?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Kevin. It was $800.
Oh, my God.
You broke an $800 coffee maker?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so who took the fall for it? Did you both?
We both. I think he technically said he was the one that did it, but we were both very much involved.
But it doesn't matter if you were both very much involved. This was the first time you were meeting this person.
Yeah.
So you had to put your best foot forward. He needed to fall on his sword completely for this one and take the bullet.
Technically, he did.
Okay, good.
Okay. We start going like, oh my God, we're going to have to buy him a new coffee maker.
Yeah.
Then we look at the price. I've never seen a person's face fall faster. Now, here was the only silver lining. It was 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
So everything was on sale.
Where does one even buy an $800 coffee maker? Like, what? Who's having a
Best
sale?
Buy?
Best Buy?
I can't remember where we ended up getting it.
Okay.
I can't remember. The dealer and his brother went to go get the new one.
Oh, they had to go in person.
Oh, by themselves.
They didn't want to wait for this to come on the mail.
They wanted to have coffee.
Right.
And so, technically, it's a $1,000 coffee maker.
Oh.
So we at least got it on a discount.
You're the queen of DoorDash.
Yeah.
Why don't you just DoorDash some coffee then? Because if I would have looked at that thing.
Oh.
Okay, if I was there, I would have looked at it, and I am not a DIYer.
Right.
So I would have been like, I have no idea how this thing works. Nobody said, like, let's just not even try.
No.
Stunning. So you get a new one.
Yes.
You tried to put it together.
His brother put it together.
Did you figure out where you went wrong?
Nope. I just didn't even look at that thing ever again.
Oh, how funny is that?
Right. Now, here's the best part. His brother's house, which is gorgeous, the finishes and stuff in their kitchen is gold. So while they were out shopping for the new one, he realized, oh, there's a gold option because this one is like silver. After he bought it, his brother told D'Lo, you know what? I'm going to just buy the gold one and I'll mail you guys this one.
The broken one? What are you going to do with that?
No, the brand new silver one.
Oh my God.
So someday in the mail, we're going to get this
one. Wait, hold on a second though. So wait, you guys bought one.
Yeah.
And then he bought one because he liked it more.
He's going to buy another one that he likes more. But he wasn't going to make us pay for the upgrade.
Right. Basically, you just bought yourself a fancy coffee maker.
We basically bought ourselves a coffee maker that we didn't want.
Well, that changes the story completely.
The only thing we can think to use it for, it does everything. You want a latte? Fine. You want a cappuccino? Sure. You want this, that, and the other? It does everything. Okay? Froth it? Doesn't matter. We can do it all. The only thing we can think of that we'll use it for, because we don't drink those kind of drinks, is just to make really good hot chocolate for the kids.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be. And then when they get that hot chocolate, we're going to say, you better love it.
Yeah. They're going to go, whenever their friends come over, tell my mom that this is as good as $800.
Say, is this an $800 cup of cocoa?
Delicious.
I mean, his family was very sweet and gracious about it. They didn't say, like, you have to buy us another one.
But, no, they didn't have to.
Right. Yeah.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, y'all. Yay!
He goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting in conversations. It's Did You Know with Kevin. He should have researched this a little bit more, but nonetheless, here we go.
Did you know your brain is constantly eating itself? The process is called phagotosis.
What is it?
Phagotosis.
Phagotosis.
Yes.
Phagotosis.
Yes.
Where your brain is eating itself?
Mm-hmm. It's where cells envelop and consume smaller cells or molecules to remove them from the system.
Well, this makes the worm in RFK Jr.'s brain not such a big deal.
It's kind of like I'm emptying your recycle bin on your computer.
Yeah. Okay.
But does it have to eat itself?
Wow.
I mean, if you don't eat it, how it's going to still be there.
Right. What's it going to do?
Yeah.
Otherwise, then you get a trash heap in your brain.
And what was the last part? It's good because...
It's good because... It helps preserve your gray matter.
Right. And that's the good stuff. That's the meat.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
As your wrinkles, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't want tetrahedrals.
You don't want to... Well, look at you.
Mm-hmm. I know the brain.
Wow.
You don't want a flat brain. You don't want a smooth brain.
You want more tetrahedral.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So Katie doesn't like the term eat itself, though. And no. I can understand that. It's bad marketing, for sure.
Yeah.
So can we say that phagocytosis, if we're even saying that right, is just emptying the recycling bin of the brain?
Yes.
Is that a better way?
That is so much better. Thank you.
Just, and every single time it does it, you just hear...
Ew.
Did you know, Kevin?
Did you know laughing came before language?
Oh, so that means like...
Well, what was making us laugh?
Life?
Goofs.
Watching somebody fall down.
Slipping on banana peels.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we can laugh without saying things to each other.
That's true. There's a reason why comedies do well in foreign markets. Yeah.
And, I mean, like, think about you make a funny face to a baby, they start cracking up.
Well, babies are dumb.
Yeah, but they can't talk.
That's true.
You're not saying
that. That's true.
Yeah.
So we can laugh before we can talk. We can laugh before we even have language.
So
this is beautiful, Kevin. Right.
So does this mean animals can laugh?
Yeah, have you heard a hyena laugh?
Yeah, I don't think they're laughing. They're more like howling.
And it's really, I don't like
it. It doesn't even sound like a laugh.
They get a big, toothy, fangy mouth and they just go, I'd rather focus on like maybe a chimp laughing. You know, it's a little cuter, or a capuchin monkey.
Yeah.
Even when the... And when they do that thing where they, I think they're just baring their teeth, but it looks like a smile and I'll take it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'll take it.
So why can't dogs laugh?
I want somebody to tell me.
Get on that.
Right.
Science, call us.
We want our dogs. Well, we don't have the answers, but call us when you get the answers.
Right.
Because we want to know. Dogs and cats, although cats seem like they'd be way harder to make laugh.
Yeah, cats are like, who's that actress that I used to hate, but then she liked Real Housewives and then I loved her?
Oh.
Jennifer.
Love Hewitt.
No. Mm. What?
Emma Stone.
Never mind.
Okay. But you're right, though, that they would just be a pretentious sense of humor.
They'd be petty about their laughing.
Right. They'd say, we're going to the Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say. Where dogs would be like, did you hear the new Adam Sandler movie came out?
So true.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Gatorade created an alcohol mix for their lemon lime flavor and beer called Hoppin' Gator in 1969, but they quickly pulled it off the market when it tanked?
Having Gatorade with alcohol seems like it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, I got really excited at the beginning of that and then really disgusted at the end.
I don't like the beer part.
Yeah, mixing Gatorade with beer sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
I feel like it makes it lighter.
Especially if they had Hoppin' Gator, which meant it was like probably a hoppier beer, like an IPA or something. That sounds so gross.
Really?
In fairness, every IPA sounds really
good. No, yes. IPAs are delicious.
Ugh.
A good hazy one?
No, I'm with Katie on that one. Oh. But now, year of our Lord, mixing Gatorade with like maybe some Bacardi?
Ew.
Or maybe turning Gatorade into like a hard seltzer.
I gotta tell you, I during COVID mixed Gatorade, blue Gatorade with Bacardi, and let me tell you, it's amazing. It was amazing.
What'd you call it?
I didn't have to call it anything.
Oh,
blue Cardi.
I called it Zach.
I called it blue Cardi.
I called it,
I want to go out.
I miss going outside.
Yeah.
Wow. Kevin, thank you so much. Those were enlightening facts. And again, science. Get on it. Make dogs laugh. I'm tired of saying it. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.